Every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome to our newest episode of the eBay Seller Spotlight podcast, where each month we spotlight a seller with a story to share with us. Our guest this episode started selling in high school as a means to support his family and now has expanded his business to over 30 countries worldwide. Welcome, Dominic Moreno.
Thank you for having me.
Dominic, tell us about your business. What do you sell?
Well, I've been selling professionally full-time on eBay for about 5 years now. I sell a little bit of everything, but I specialize and deal in a wide variety of antiques, collectibles, jewelry, fine art, and all sorts of memorabilia.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
Well, just about anything you can think of, I've sold it by now, but I personally enjoy connecting people with rare, unusual, and hard-to-find items that you normally wouldn't find anywhere else.
What is your most rare find or your favorite one so far?
Well, I'm trying to think. I found a silk screen print by a well-known artist called Joseph Albers. I just closed that sale not too long ago, so I'm really happy about that. I'd have to say it's probably one of the rarest pieces I've ever found to date, so that's really nice.
And where did you find this?
Believe it or not, I found it in a rummage sale. It was about to get thrown away, actually.
Oh, so you found a good score. Congrats on that one. Tell me more about when you started selling.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think I sold my first item when I was 15 years old. This was right around the time I first started high school. And I was at that time, I was really into collecting Star Wars. I was a huge comic book collector. And so I would say at that time, I would basically just buy and sell as a hobby. Sometimes there were some comic books I really wanted that were above my price range. So what I would do is I would sell a few things in order to buy the one I really wanted.
Okay, I'm going to ask you. You're a huge Star Wars fan, you said. Who's your favorite character?
Oh, Darth Vader. No doubt about that.
I like to think of myself as R2-D2, kind of a hot mess sometimes, but means well and, you know, always comes through at the end. So I love that. I'm a big Star Wars girl. So you started selling at 15, but what was your first ever experience with eBay?
Well, I basically started out as a hobby, but since I was underage at that time, my dad actually had to open the eBay account for me. He's the one who actually had the eye for all these types of antiques and stuff like that. And he would actually accumulate things that he would find here and there. Sometimes I would go with him, but I mean, since I was in high school, I really didn't pay much mind to a lot of that stuff. Flash forward to the final year of high school, I just turned 18. I remember very clearly that my dad had asked me to sell something that he had just found. And he actually found this very old army radio from the Vietnam War. He wanted me to sell it for him. I really didn't know a whole lot about radios. But I said, hey, we'll give it a shot. You know, we'll put it out to bid. We'll see what happens. Sure enough, we put it out for a 5-day auction and ended up selling way more than any of us expected. So that was really nice. Honestly, we were both shocked. And this is when it all changed from a hobby into a future business.
How did you know it was from the Army? How did you not know it was just like some old beat up radio from like, you know, someone's garage? How did you know there was any significance to it?
He knew it was worth something, but we didn't know exactly how much. And like I said, I had no idea anything about Army radios. So we'll just test it. We'll see what happens. And it really took off. It was really exciting to see.
You mentioned your father first introduced you to eBay. Is he or any other family members involved in your business at all at the moment? And if so, how?
I mostly do most of the work myself these days, but my parents have always been very supportive of this business venture. But sometimes I'll admit I do sell quite a few large items, you know, big, large size items. Sometimes when it comes to shipping them, it's a 2-man job. So my dad will help me there sometimes. Also, my mom, she works in the janitorial industry. So through her, I have access to all kinds of different boxes, packing materials, things like that, that usually get thrown out. Through her, I'm actually able to get all these things and I'll just repurpose and reuse it for this business. The way I see it, I'd rather use them for something productive than to see them end up in a local landfill.
You mentioned you weren't able to get a regular 9-to-5. So what opportunities was eBay able to give you that a regular 9-to-5 could not?
Well, my parents worked very hard to support our family, and I would often try to contribute as much as I could. But as you just said, you know, due to financial difficulties, I wasn't able to pursue a higher education. So it became apparent to me that after I graduated high school, I would end up having to find a job somewhere. The opportunity that eBay provided me to have this freedom when it comes to owning and running a successful small business also all the interaction I've had with customers, not just from here locally in the United States, but also in other countries throughout the world. This type of one-on-one, hands-on experience is something that I don't think you can learn out of a textbook. So I'm very grateful for those opportunities.
You've been doing this since you were 15, and you're still doing it and you're thriving. Are there any skills you have developed after studying thrifting at such a young age?
Well, I think one of the most important skills I've developed is being able to see the value in things and basically all sorts of different types of objects. But this is something that, you know, didn't develop overnight. This took years to master. And as I stated earlier, my initial interest was in Star Wars and in comic books. But I came to that realization that if I wanted my business to succeed, I would have to expand my horizon into different types of categories. Basically went from selling comics to selling radios, watches, paintings, tools, even some automotive parts as well.
You dabbled in that as well.
Yeah. So, but I took it one step at a time though. It's, you know, I think to myself, everyone's looking for that $1 million item that they can retire on. But I mean, realistically, in the meantime, you can sell a lot of $200, $100, $50, even $20 items along the way. So I found that all that adds up pretty quickly.
Have you built connections with people that help you identify things like, oh, this is so-and-so, this is authentic, you got to sell this for, you know, a certain amount? Or how do you get that knowledge?
Well, I'd say I developed some pretty good research skills. Actually, you know, taking advantage of the research tools that eBay has had has helped out tremendously. So being able to study up on these different types of objects has definitely paid off in the end, I feel. And what I've found is I feel now I don't have to hustle as much as I did when I first started because I've developed this eye. Basically, every time I leave the house, I'm always finding something. So it's really not that hard to find things to stock up my store.
Okay, so I want to hear more about your experience of selling internationally. You know, a lot of people are scared to, or they haven't really dabbled much into it. So tell me about your experience. How has it opened the doors to many opportunities?
Well, I think up to date, I've had the pleasure of selling to over 32 different countries now. But it's funny that you bring that up because my dad actually bought me a map of the world with all these different countries. I had it mounted and I hung it up in my office. And basically every time I sell something overseas, I use a bulletin pin to mark that spot. So, I mean, by now that map is full of pins. And I also tease my mom sometimes. Some of these boxes she ends up giving me will probably end up in some a foreign country or something like that. So that's pretty cool because, you know, these items and these boxes travel more than I do, I feel sometimes.
How has it opened the doors to many opportunities?
As I stated earlier, I've been able to connect these potential buyers with items that they normally wouldn't find anywhere else. I've shipped everything from, you know, fine art paintings, sculptures, basically just about anything else. And I've also taken advantage of the eBay's global shipping program that simplified a lot of things. It made it a lot, whole lot easier to sell abroad. So it's been a really fun experience.
So Dominic, tell me, what is the most exotic location which you've ever sold in?
I'd have to say I sent some stuff to the Netherlands. Actually, I have a regular customer over there in the Netherlands. So that was nice. I actually sent a few things to South America, Colombia, Chile, and places like that. So as I said, that map is almost filled up with bulletin pins, so that's really nice to see.
That's awesome. What did you sell in the Netherlands? You have a reoccurring customer. Do they usually buy the same thing from you, or do they switch it up?
My customer's actually into original comic book art, but a lot of the comic book art is hand-drawn by an artist, usually in ink and pencil, and I've also dabbled with that as well. This customer in the Netherlands is really into comic book art.
Oh, that's so cool. You weren't able to pursue your education after high school because of financial difficulties. Can you explain why eBay is the right path to go down for anyone else who's in your situation, doesn't really know what they can do with what they have under their belt?
Well, I mean, I suppose a lot of young people might be at a crossroads as to what they want to do with their lives. You know, my parents instilled in me the importance of working hard. And when you start something, to always do your best to follow through with it and finish it. So the best advice I can give is to pursue something you're passionate about. And as I said at the beginning, I started out as a huge Star Wars fan and a comic book collector, and I still am, and I still have a soft spot for these things. And if you're passionate about something, you can almost be assured that there will be other people that are just as passionate about the same things, and eBay helps connect all that together. So I can basically tell you to start selling things you're passionate about and knowledgeable about. And plus with eBay, the tools are already there to help you succeed. And with hard work and discipline, well, you already have your foundations right there to start your own business. If you want to sell on eBay, but you're still on the fence, I say go for it. Give it a try. You'll be surprised just how easy and simple it can be.
That's awesome. Thank you. And what does the future look like for you? Do you have any growth aspirations?
Well, yeah, it's been really interesting to see how my small business has grown in these 5 years, and the future looks bright. I'm going to keep at it and give it my best.
And you're keep putting in those pins in those maps, eh?
Yeah, it's filling up quick.
Congrats. Good for you. I can't wait to touch base with you in a year or so and see how you've come along. Where can listeners find you and your store online?
Well, I sell 100% exclusively on eBay. You might have seen some of my listings by now, but I sell under the username and store name of DM Online Sales. And also, feel free to follow me on eBay. I'm always listing new and exciting things for sale, so feel free to check it out and you won't be disappointed.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dominic. It was a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Dominic Moreno sells on eBay under the store name DM_online sales. If you're a Star Wars fan like myself, be sure to check out his store as you might find something to add to your collection. We hope you'll join us on our next episode where we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with an amazing story to share. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.